What's up, guys? Welcome back to another edition of 101 Sports and Cards. Sports card episode, as always, I'm Nate the Halloween. With me, Jared Drift.
What's going on, guys? A little under the weather. There's tops now to talk about, but there's not going to be no heated arguments. I have a massive headache right now. Will that stop me? Probably not, but we'll find out. Got actually a lot of news. Scoop stuff and, you know, why not me and whatnot. So, want to go into releases. There's one. It's on Thursday. It's 2023-24 Tops Midnight Basketball.
Thursday.
Yeah, it's on Thursday. Just
the cards look amazing. Like, Midnight looks great, yeah. But it's not.
No. Just save your money for, the next release. I think Donruss is... I don't even know if Donruss is a good buy now. It's Prism.
Donruss already out.
Is it? Or was it Choice I saw? Yeah, it's Choice. Sorry about that. Blaine's not walking.
Maybe Donruss isn't out.
I don't think it is. I think Prism.
I looked the other day and couldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, either way, don't buy.
No.
I won't even buy Donruss shoes. I love Donruss shoes.
You buy Optic, though. Maybe.
No. It's not worth it. Unless Optic Choice is like 150, which it's not going to be anywhere close.
It might be 250, if not more.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Also, I want to shout out Tops and Fanatics to get this all started.
Kudos?
No, we're not giving kudos. This is a bad shout out.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that one of the images that they use for Caleb Williams' card in Topps Chrome Football is the same one that Leaf used?
Is
and
it?
And they just copied and pasted it.
Nice.
I saw a lot of people on Twitter over the past week saying stuff about that and asking why, you know, Topps Chrome is so much, like his autos with that picture are so much more than the autos in Leaf.
Yeah. It's just because of the Topps Chrome name. That's the only reason why. Ugly. Speaking of Caleb Williams autos, there's a bounty for the Green Bay Sucks inscription. $25,000 bounty for that.
If I pulled that card, I'd burn it.
I'd burn it. Larry David's 101 foil fractal sold for $10,100. Mine is on the way, but FedEx, I think they lost it. So it was supposed to be on Tuesday. So.
Don't you love FedEx?
Not really. Speaking of FedEx, PSA got a hold of me. Back to hold me. Did I say last week about the chip slabs? Okay. So PSA did get back to hold me actually pretty quickly, and they are doing a free rehold. So thank you, PSA, for actually having a real W. So I just gotta send them through FedEx now and hope they don't get stolen like everything else is being stolen from FedEx. There's a new scam going on with FedEx people. They are basically resealing your packages, your PSA orders, and they are taking the cards out of the PSA boxes. So, and they're putting the boxes back in, just putting another bag over it.
Nice.
So, just videotape you opening it, just in case, to cover your butt. Because with all the theft going on right now in every hobby, just protect yourself. So, Tops Now. This is the Tops Now news, okay? Here we go. Trying to get wolfed up here. So, Tops Now is getting big upgrades for the 25-25 season from Tops, they say. The base design, I actually like the base design. It looks better than the crappy other one. There's a premium foil tech, which it's 50 out of 50 is gold, 25 orange, 10 is black, 5 is red, and the 101 foil factor, of course. And there was Tops Chrome cards. So you have 50,000 print one of the chrome, the 99 or 50. 100,000 print one, chrome pales, 25, 10, and the super fractal. 250,000 print one, opal, chrome, 50, 25, 10, and 5. And 500,000 print one, 101, light, opal, chrome payload. There was no pictures of those two yet, but I actually like the new Tops Now. It's actually kind of not a bad chase now. Am I still going to buy any of it? No. But, yeah. It's not just, you know, one lottery ticket now. You actually have a chance to get a bunch of good stuff. So, the LeBron and Victor...
always had a chance to get numbered stuff.
Yeah, but better stuff. Like chrome and stuff like that now. The tops Mulkley, Victor Wembanyama, and LeBron James dual auto 101 sold for $168,000.
Can I expect it to be more?
Yeah. Pokemon pre-rolls are discontinued at GameStop because
people are not happy.
Yeah. So,
what do you think?
I don't really pre-roll through GameStop, but I
know. Yeah, I don't either.
I know a lot of people do though. And apparently GameStop is actually changing the prices to the market prices now.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So, don't go to GameStop and buy Pokemon cards now.
GameStop is turning into a card shop.
Yeah, basically. They got their own thing that they're trying to compete against Topps Riptide. I don't know if you heard about this. It's kind of like if you open the cards or something like that in GameStop, they give you free top loads and stuff that you can grade it there with them. I would not open my stuff at GameStop. Just saying. The Nebula 101 Choice Victor Wembanyama PSA 9 sold for $860,000. $860,100. That was on 2/22/25. And we'll get to the news about Victor Wembanyama shortly. It's also the highest public sale for Victor Wembanyama card ever. That might be...
it's a great buy.
Okay. The Tom Brady Topps Chrome Super Factor was pulled by Chris Card Breaks. Big pull. Ugly.
Tom wanted to buy it.
Did he?
I saw one. I don't know if it was that, but I think it was that. But he commented on the thing saying, is it for sale? Oh. I mean, Tom also, he just merged with, who did he merge with? He bought into one company.
I forgot what the name
is. Because he's like, fully committed to being in the sports card hobby. Yeah. As he said, he's been collecting since he was a kid.
I forgot the name of it. It's not Colax. It's not Alt. I don't know. Card Vault?
Yeah, I think it was. Was it Card Vault? I don't know. It was something like that.
Yeah. I haven't covered that because, I don't know. Maybe we'll see some more people in the future get into the card hobby. There's a lot. There's a new Top Series 1 product. It's called Celebration. It's basically Big League, but Series 1. Has all the mascots and stuff in it. So it's opening day. Kinda.
It looks kind of cool.
Yeah, mine won't be buying it.
Yeah, I won't be buying it either because it was like $50.
Yeah. Manga SSPs are in Prism retail, supposedly.
For basketball.
Yes. This is actually great because it actually gives you something to chase in Prism basketball. Because Prism basketball sucks. I love the mangas. I know you don't. I love the mangas.
Is Castle of them?
I don't know if he does or not.
Oh, I gotta look that up.
If he does, it's gonna be very expensive.
Yeah, well, cool. Not as expensive as some of the others.
Yeah.
From prior to not saying this year, but prior years. All I want from this year's guy, I want Nicole, you know, Jurisic autos.
Yeah.
But I want a numbered LeBron from his because he, if you haven't seen the base LeBron.
Yeah, it's awesome. The chalk toss. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a good
card. And I want it. And I have the OG.
Yeah. The 2007?
Something like that.
Seven?
I have the OG, and I'd love to add the,
put it together. Get the gold.
I just wish, no. I just wish they, I mean, I don't even take a base. I'd much rather have
like the gold.
I don't want the gold. I wish they had one for the Heat.
Yeah.
So then there'd be one for Cavs, Heat, and Lakers.
Yeah.
But Tops will eventually make
one. Maybe in the future.
You know, after he retires.
There'll be a Tops Now card of all three chalk tosses. The Tops
That'd be kind of cool, though, if the chase for that was like a 101 auto and with it has part of chalk. Yeah. That'd be kind of sick.
Yeah. Will we see it, though?
I don't
know. I don't know if that is all those new Tops Now stuff is going to be for just baseball or if it's going to be for all Tops Now. Excuse me. It wasn't really specified. So the new Celebration is going to have some new stuff in it, like the confetti parallels, exclusive insoles, can do that Peaks Walk This Way in Big Head. There's an Easter egg format set to release featuring 6 egg-shaped tins per case. Each tin will contain 1 10 variation, 2 parallels, 1 intro, and 1 stars of MLB card. Just had to throw stars in the middle.
People hate them. For the mangas, are you talking, is it regular Prism? Or is it?
Yeah, Lego Prism Hot Retail. Supposedly it's
supposed to. Is it not out yet?
No.
Okay.
I haven't seen it.
But are there, there's got to be mangas in the regular.
Maybe, I don't know. Is the mangas listed?
It's all Prism draft picks, and my boy Timmy D has one, and that is not Timmy D. That looks like Carl Anthony Towns.
How much is it, like $5?
$135 and 9 minutes.
It's kind of cheap, actually. There you but go.
It's ugly.
You don't like the mangas.
I don't like that looks nothing like that looks like Carl Anthony Towns. That does not look like Tim Duncan. And I'd much rather have him in a Spurs jersey.
Didn't make fools.
Yeah.
Okay. Prismatic Evolution Super Premium Collector Box. Good luck trying to find this.
Does it actually come with like the Eevee bag?
Yeah. So you get the
I like the
bro. Yeah, it's the second Eevee card Fun to Ask Festival. If you're wondering why we're talking Pokemon, because we're going to start talking about Pokemon now. We're going to add it in, too. Kind of branch out, you know. The Eevee bag, the playmat is awesome. I love the playmat.
That's cool.
I will be buying this if I can find it. So,
I'll probably buy one from Kyle.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. The T206 Hunter's Manual comes to auction for the first time since September 2023. The card previously sold for $1.97 million. Will it sell for more than last time?
No.
I think it will.
I don't think it will.
I think it will.
The other thing for Pokemon, did you see the Pokemon Day things?
No.
So last Friday was Pokemon Day, and they released special, I think it was 2-pack blisters that you got a stamped, there's one with a stamped Eevee. And the one with a stamp, so it's literally just a base.
No.
Like from the bulk.
Yeah.
But it's stamped.
Nice.
But I looked up places around us that were like carrying them.
Yeah.
And the only one that I saw was a place in Edwardsville that I never heard of. It's like a comic book store. But even like I looked at
it's by McDonald's, isn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But even like collector store wasn't on.
Really?
Yeah. And it was from Pokemon's site.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, I feel like Collector Store would have been one. Yeah. I mean, 314 has them now because they put it on there the other day. But, so if you want to look for them, I don't know what the stamp promos are probably stupid.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of not worth it to the 2-packs.
Yeah.
Because you ain't going to pull anything. I'll tell you that.
What pack's all of it? Prismatic?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you won't find them because people's going to buy them all.
No crap, because they're going to. And grab all the promos and grade them all.
Yeah. So the most sold cards from 2025 top series from baseball. These are the base cards.
James Wood.
Dylan Cruz is number one at 677. James Wood is number two at 632. Kobe Mayo is 446.
Frick, Kobe Mayo was out.
Brooks Lee is number four at 304. Jace Young is number five at 242. My boy Rhett Lauder was 211 at six. Ben Weiss, 203. Sell everything you get of Ben Weiss. That dude is not that good.
He's also really old.
Yeah.
He's also not going to play.
Yeah. Spencer Schwindelbach is 8th with 195. And then Jacob Wilson, who's my most underrated player in this class. He played amazing until he hurt himself. A's are sneaky, guys. The A's are playing in a minor league stadium, so they're going to hit a lot of home runs.
So it's the other team.
Yeah, but him and Lawbutt and Brent Rookle, team's gonna be nasty. And then Big Christmas, Johansky, Noel is at 171 at 10.
I need an auto.
Oh, Johansky?
Yeah.
I love Johansky.
Big Christmas. I want an auto with the inscription, Big Christmas.
I told you about Johansky a long time ago.
Thanks.
Just saying. So, you want to bring up the whatnot stuff since you kind of got that?
Yeah, so, whatnot. You know, whatnot's been in the news a lot recently from, you know, people falling asleep during breaks and
scams.
But Run Good Life, which I know you watch on YouTube, he put on there, when was this? The 23rd. So Sunday that, this is real because there's been a lot of news about it on Twitter. Whatnot has chosen to remove all replays of Sellers' past shows. So if you miss your break as it happens live and want to watch it back and screenshot your hits or something like that, or know that you're not getting scammed, You will not be able to do so without the seller putting it on a different platform. This is...
scummy.
Yeah. And, I mean, they've already, you know, had all the stuff with Backyard Breaks, and you have all the scams that have happened since, you know, they started.
Not just Pokemon is very heavy right now in scamming. I mean, heck, one of the big Vendo POV guys got caught scamming, so.
That's nice.
Yeah. So, there's been a ton of it. You know, I watch Opossum Bud, my boy Opossum Bud. He's great. Awesome Pokemon content creator. It seems like every day there's a new scam on Whatnot. If you use Whatnot...
I mean, they literally allow anybody
to
use it. They do not check you at all. All you have to do is put, like, sign up for it, and you can automatically start selling.
Yeah.
It's...
there's no security.
Yeah. It's like, if... I've seen so many people that are like, I've tried Whatnot, and I don't like using Whatnot as a seller, and they're going back to eBay. And if you're a buyer, you would much better... for one, if you're going to buy into breaks and stuff... for Whatnot.
Do people.
Yeah. Do guys that you know are good. And that's not very many on Whatnot.
Yeah.
And then if you're just looking to buy cards, go on eBay. Because you know you're not going to get scammed most of the time on eBay. Because eBay usually takes seller side.
Yeah.
Which sucks. As a buyer side.
Yeah.
It sucks as a seller sometimes.
Yeah.
But because you can't always trust buyers as well. But it's hard to get scammed on eBay. Now, yes, you're going to pay fees and stuff like that as sellers, but...
old card shows. Card shows are great.
But this is... yeah. I think this is stupid for Whatnot to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you already have enough scams on your website, and now to basically promote it even more. Because you know that some of... you could... the sellers on there know. The breakers on there know who's watching it. At what time, it shows everybody who's on it. It's just like, you know, if you go Instagram Live or TikTok Live or anything like that. So they know who's not watching it, and it's very easy for them to...
oh, the guy that has the spoil spot. Well, he's not going to see it.
Yeah.
This is another reason why not to use Whatnot and why I do not support Whatnot. I've said many of times, if they got a hold of us about a sponsorship deal, possibly, I would say no. I would decline it. I'm not supporting a company that not only promotes scams, they did not do the backyard breaks thing the right way they should have. They're just, I just don't like anything about Whatnot. If you use Whatnot and you love it, good for you. I personally got Whatnot when it first came out. I hated the website. I hated the app. It was ran so poorly. The people on the app were weirdos. I just don't like it. And there's so many scams on it anymore. You don't know who to trust. I mean, heck, some of the biggest breakers on the site scam people. I mean,
I've never used Whatnot. The only app I've used for breaks is Fanatics Live.
Yeah, I downloaded Fanatics Live.
And Fanatics Live is actually really good.
Yeah, it is. We give Fanatics a hard time. Damn near every episode. I really think Fanatics is... They're putting the right foot in front of the left foot now. They're going in the forward direction of not pissing everybody off. Will they take a couple steps back? They very well could be. I mean, Top Scoring Football is a couple steps back. A couple steps back because, you know, the whole on-call auto things and stuff like that. And I hope it's loaded, but I'm not going to buy any of it. I will say Topps made the best product this year, and it's Topps Chrome McDonald's All-American. That set is absolutely amazing.
It's February.
Huh?
It's February. Can't say it's a product of the year already.
I think it's in the running. If Platinum Anniversary does not come out, Topps Chrome Platinum does not come out.
I don't think it's going to be as good as it was over the past two years.
Yeah. But if Platinum comes
out...
and
if it is, they're going to...
water down and make it expensive. I love the design of the shield. They do it, and it's also still going to be Noel V. Monte's wiki. I would love to do the rainbow of that.
By case of it,
I kind of want to. I love Platinum Anniversary.
I mean, if it's like it was last year, you're going to 4 case.
Yeah.
If it's anything what they've made every crumb to be.
Yeah. Only time will tell. They may not even make it. There's been no...
I mean, it usually comes out like midway through the
next MLB season. Yeah, it really does. We haven't heard no news about it, but I really hope they didn't scratch that one and replace it with Top Celebration, because that would really suck balls. But, yeah. I want to talk about eBay real quick. eBay actually did something really awesome for me. If you've bought a card that's, I think it's $200, right? eBay Authenticity, I hate it, because it takes so freaking long to get your card. It actually came through Clutch. So I tried to buy a 2011 Topps Finest Freddie Freeman Refractor Rookie Auto. It was like $350 shipped. I thought that was an absolute steal of a card. I think Freddie Freeman's going to have a... He's a Hall of Famer already, right now. I think Freddie Freeman's going to be a huge part of the World Series winning Dodgers, because it's kind of hard to bet against them.
I'm still betting against them.
I'll make a fun pick, but there's no way they don't win. I think Freddie Freeman's honestly like a top two first baseman in the league. He might even be the number one right now if he keeps it up. So it looked really clean on the listing. I checked the description, because I always check the description just in case. Nothing was in it about the flaw that was on it. So it got looped around for some odd reason, because the U.S. Postal sucks. All shipping services suck anymore. I'm just gonna put that out of the way. Get that out of the way. All shipping services suck.
Like how you went on and said you weren't gonna, you know, rant.
I said screaming rants. I'm not screaming yet. This is actually a positive thing though from eBay. So good job, eBay. You did something. So it got to the authenticators like a week and a half, 2 weeks later, because it went on the other side of the country for some odd reason. I don't know what this is. And I'm having the same problem with my Larry David Redemption auto from Topps. It's stuck at St. Louis for like 2 days. It's probably stolen or something like that. That would really suck, and I don't know how Topps would do that. I don't know if they'd replace it, or they'd just be like, sorry, up a creek.
So you're some garbage too.
Yeah, if they do that, I...
Big League Packs.
The Big League Packs from... You know, I got two more things to talk about. You keep bringing up, jogging my memory a little bit. We're talking about Topps Hobby Whip Night after my eBay story. So, I get a notification. It takes about 2 days for the authenticity part, and then it takes another 2 weeks to get your house, which I just hate it. It takes almost a month to get your card. Stupid. But it saves me. There was a giant scratch down the middle of the card on Freddie's auto, and it was deep and it was long. It was not listed in the description or anything in the title or anything. So they flagged it for me and circled it on the top level. And I really appreciate it. And they said if you are not happy with this card, you can issue a refund and we will send it back to the buyer. Let me sell. I did that because if it was not a big scratch, I would have really mattered, but I mean, this scratch was massive. It was right in the middle of the auto. It was so noticeable. It wasn't in the listing, so I'm kind of like, if I'm going to pay that much for a card, I want a pretty clean copy, and I want some transparency. So I said, I no longer want the item, and I got a refund within 2 days. So, the bio, I keep saying bio on the damn bio. The seller did get a hold of me and kind of talked about it a little bit. I basically just said, like, if it was in the description, I wouldn't have even bought it. I could see a tiny scratch when it's that big on a high-end card. I can't pay that much for a card like that. So I hope he was understanding. He never responded back. He's probably kind of pissed at me. But it's the transparency thing now. I know you would probably send it back if you got that notification, if you bought a card like that. It sucks because I was actually really excited to get that card. Unfortunately,
you'll find another one.
It's hard to find, dude. It really is. But yeah, that's that. You just showed me something. Do you want to talk about it?
If you are opening Top Series 1 and you are looking for probably one of the biggest hits in the product, if not the biggest hit, The one of Tops put on here, this was 6 hours ago. This is the first time I saw it. It came up on my Twitter. The James Wood and Dylan Cruz one-of-one dual autograph game-use patch card has been pulled, and the patches are sick, and that is a card that I would love to have for my collection, but I will never be able to afford.
Unless they both suck.
Which they will not.
No, they're both pretty good. Alright, so, thank you for that. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
So, although it was 6 hours.
Yeah. Late breaking news.
Breaking news on my timeline.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elon Musk.
Yeah. Top Tommy Rip Night. You did not go this time.
I did not go. I decided to stay home and watch the NASCAR Xfinity race instead.
Yeah. it was actually a really good turnout. I hope it was a success all around the country. It keeps growing and growing and getting bigger and bigger.
The amount of WWE
yes
people that I saw that Tops put.
Yeah.
Of course, one of the Miz that pulled the Rock auto yes out of 10.
Yeah, the Black Fact out of 10. I don't know if I can really say it, but RBI was supposed to get one, but it kind of fell through. I'm not going to say the names. I don't know if I'm even supposed to. But they did not get the guy that was supposed to.
It's the second straight year. Yeah. They were supposed to get a guy, and they didn't.
Yeah. It sucks because it's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. If you put two and two together, he's local to Missouri. You put two and two together, probably know who it is. 14-time champion. There's only like two guys that had more than him. But unfortunately, he cannot make it. I was really excited to see if he was going to be there. I kind of expected him not to be there. But I would have loved to get a picture with him, and I would have loved to get my prism card of him doing his iconic pose. But unfortunately, he was not there. But I did buy Tops from WWE. I bought the Breakers Delight because I big bought it, you know. Got a weird Ripley Orange Auto. Pretty awesome card. Yeah, I like that. And then Tops from McDonald's All-American, so I bought that. Awesome product. Honestly, one of the best products. Bang for the buck products right now. I'm going to tell you right now, it's loaded. A lot of the women are selling for a lot of money because there's a lot of hyped up women. I got two of the same auto, and she's really hyped. She's going to Vanderbilt. That's Michaela Blake's. She sells pretty well. Of course, there's Cooper Flagg. If he does anything in March Madness, stuff's going to blow up.
It does not matter if he does. His autos are over $1,000.
Yeah, base.
Everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if he sucks in March Madness. Yeah. He's the most, besides Wimby,
he's the most hyped in Zion.
Yeah, but he is much better than Zion. He is going to be, as I always say, I do not use the phrase generational talent, you know, for everybody. Like you see most of the people that are in, you know, yeah, sports media do.
There's one every year.
He is a generational talent.
Him and Wimby are the little two generational talents for this generation. I watched Cooper Flagg highlights on SportsCenter. The dude is just good. He's so good. There's also veterans, like, you know, LeBron James autos. I saw Stephon Castro, who's a rookie this year. Brandon Miller. Chris Paul, I think, has autos. Richard Jefferson. I love Richard Jefferson. I'll probably buy an auto.
We have
an auto. McDonald's Chrome. He still didn't have Hale in high school, and McDonald's Chrome All-American. So, I don't know. Like, maybe he went bald in, like, fifth grade or something. I don't know. Richard, if you could tell us, let me know, because I love you, man.
Hey, you just got to go on his TikTok and comment. He answers everybody.
Does he really? Yeah. Well, damn, I might have to get TikTok again and comment on Richard Jefferson. I love you! I'm not going to say his nickname that I call him, because
he also posts a lot of stuff that he probably should.
That's why I love him. He's awesome.
Yeah, also, for Richard Jefferson news, he was named, since J.J. Rex, of course, leaders, yeah, he has been named as the third person, along with Mike Breen and Doris Burke, to call the NBA Finals.
Really?
So, congratulations.
I think he's a great announcer.
He is.
I think he's a really good announcer. I know a lot of people don't care for him. I like him. He gives good input on the game.
People don't care for anybody. I mean, people
don't like Joe Buck. And Joe Buck.
People hate Doris Burke. And she's a solid announcer.
Yeah.
Fans just love to hate.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Durant said a few weeks ago after the All-Star game. fans just love hating.
Yeah. Can't please everybody in this world. So Hobby Whip Knight, saw it. The free packs, well, eh. But they gave you big league packs. Yeah, it's big league. But they were loaded. I mean, 101s were getting pulled. Autos were getting pulled. I mean, heck, the first kid that I saw open up one got a red Tatis auto. Redemption. That's sick. I have a free pack. Unfortunately, my luck on those sucked. I got a Corbin Burns orange and a Carlos Correa blue. So, kind of a miss.
What year were they?
2023. So, Gunnar Henderson rookies and stuff were in it, too. So, Hobby Whip Night, I think, is a great thing. It's a great way to grow the hobby. Because you get people there that... There's Pokemon people there. It's just...
They need to space out athletes, though.
Yeah.
Like, there should not be card shops that have, like, 4 or 5 athletes.
Yeah. I mean, Santiago Sports got Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper. They got them last year also. But I think they also got another guy or two last year also with Dylan Harper and...
Ace Bailey.
Yeah. Who's going to be, you know, 2 top 10 picks. So, if not top 5.
He's, besides Cooper Flagg, Ace Bailey's my top guy.
Yeah. But Hobby Whip Night, success again. I don't know when the next one's going to be. It used to be 1 year. I think they'll want to do 3 or 4 years. I love Hobby Whip Night. It makes me want to open cards, which is a great marketing thing for Topps to do. It's really the only time I buy wax anymore is when I go to Hobby Whip Night.
That is false.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I go to Kyle's every now and then, but like, I'm slowing way down. I have to. Because it's just, it's not worth it. You know what I mean? Now, like, the next product I'll probably buy is probably the Prismatic Premium Box. That's, like, the next thing. And after that, that's probably it.
You mean Journey Together?
I might buy a box to do that.
Doesn't it come out at the end of next month?
March, yeah. We'll see. We'll see if he even gets any. Because Pokemon's been real tough to get for everybody. So, I'm just waiting for the bubble to pop. It's ridiculous what's going on. There's definitely some market manipulation. Do you think there's market manipulation going on? Do you know what that is? Okay. Because all the art whales, some of them jumped 400%. The Houndour, good example. Obsidian Flames, poopy set.
Cool. All of the one, like the Drowsy, the guy who did the Drowsy.
Yeah.
All of his artworks are
going for dump.
Skyrocketing.
Which is like, I think Bax Calibur, Fridge of Bax, and a couple other ones. I don't know all of them. What's his name? I forgot the artist's name. He does so many great, dopey artworks like that. I like them, but they're not my favorite. I know you don't like those kind of artworks. But I think there's definitely some market manipulation going on, because the Houndour was $3. It's now $35. Pretty much every art whale is going up in price, besides some that's not. I don't know what's going on. I don't know when it's going to end. It may never end. I don't know. If you're a Pokemon fan, I'm sorry. I know I am kind of... I mean, it helps my wallet not be able to find any. Because I'm not going to... You know,
it has a...
You, yeah.
Because I've been able to find some.
Yeah. I mean, I've just been buying singles.
That will change at the end of March, though.
Yeah. But we're going to move on from that, because we still got to buy some hole. I told you guys, this is going to be a longer episode. We got a lot of news. Speaking of big news, massive news, I mean, ginormous news. Like, this is huge. Victor Wembanyama is out for the rest of the year because of a blood clot in his shoulder. A lot of people are saying the speculation that he may not be the same or, you know, stuff like that. I don't know. But he's on buy, sell, hold today. And if you want to give, like, kind of like a deeper explanation of why you're on that side, because this is a pretty big deal for a lot of people.
The Spurs have said that it's not going to be a career-altering injury or whatever you want to call it. This is the same thing that happened to Brandon. Brandon was fine. Brandon can't stay on the court now, but it's not because of a blood clot. It's because he gets hurt every game. No offense to Brandon. I like Brandon. I'm not a biggest fan of Brandon as you are.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a superstar caliber player, but I also write about the Raptors now, and Brandon is a Raptor. So, yeah. Can't wait for him to actually be back on the court. But for Wemby, it's not going to be, hopefully, if the Spurs are right, it's not going to be like a Chris Bosh type of blood clot where it ends his career. That is why there's many people that are, yes, this is a great time to buy.
If you think he's going to be fine.
Yes. Buy and hold. If you don't think he's going to be fine, you think this is going to be, you know, an underlying condition for the rest of his career, then sell. But in my opinion, and if you believe the Spurs doctors, who, I mean, the Spurs doctors are one of the best doctor, like the group of doctors in the NBA. I mean, they people diss on them because, you know, of the Kawhi thing, which led Kawhi to leave. But they were completely right with Kawhi, saying that, you know, he had knee problems and look at him now. And everybody was like, no, they're, it's just not right.
Yeah.
Look at him now. So, in my opinion, I will be buying Victor because this is going to be the lowest he will ever be unless his career is over.
Yeah. I still think he's going to have a market even if his career is over. Yeah.
But I will be buying and then holding.
Yeah. It's a difficult one because this is, you know, a guy that everybody was basically head over heels for. Like, this was the hottest name in sports cards. I would say this is all going to be the biggest name in sports cards since Zion Williamson in 2019-20.
So he's a lot better player.
Yeah.
No offense to Zion. Zion's had a good season once he's came back. Zion's also the healthiest he's been.
Yeah.
He's dropped a lot of weight.
So, Victor, if you think, like you said, if you think he's not going to be the same or stuff like that, it's a good time to sell. Not a great time to sell, but... if you just want to move on, you don't want the risk, then sell. His market, I don't know if it's dropped hugely. I'm sure it's going to. If you really believe, which I do think Victor is going to be decent.
Decent?
I'm still in the air with him. I don't know. He's
decent.
I don't like watching Victor. He's just so awkward to me to watch.
But he's great.
Yeah, but I don't like watching. I think he's real, like, low body out there.
It works.
Yeah, but I personally am not the biggest Victor Wembanyama fan. I would not be buying just because I don't want to put the risk into it. I know, you know, blood clots are a serious thing. It can seriously harm people, especially if it's not caught in time.
Luckily for Wemby, it was caught well in time.
Yeah. So, and being in the shoulder is a weird spot. Usually, blood clots happen in the chest and the legs because that's where the most blood movement is. Shoulder is kind of weird, but personally, I am not buying him. I am kind of just, if you, it's kind of a good hold, too, if you think. If you open a lot of your Victor stuff, it's probably just better to hold it. But if you bought high, you might as well hold it or sell it, just kind of wash your hands of it. But it's kind of a tough one. But I personally am not buying.
You didn't buy him anyway.
Yeah. I don't buy a lot of basketball. Basketball is kind of always on the downhill.
Basketball for me is...
it's your number one.
Yeah.
So, we have not talked about Cheeto Zog. We'll talk about Cheeto Zog real quick. Who's buying this? How much is it at now?
If you don't know what this is, it is a on Golden. You can go on their auction house.
Yeah.
And in 3 days and 15 minutes, this will end. It is nicknamed Cheeto Zard. It is a Cheeto. It looks like a flaming hot Cheeto that is shaped like the Pokemon Charizard. And you know people love Charizard. Right now, it can be yours. For the low price of $7,750, it has 31 bids, 3 days left. It's going to go well for over $10,000, yeah. I believe. Yeah. Also, I saw this on Twitter the other day, and I've never been on Golden, ever. Yeah. It is amazing to go on and see. Like,
oh, just the stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
I mean, they got a damn 2009-10 National Treasures logo man of Stephen Curry up right now with $36,000 with 10 days.
Yeah. It's just amazing to go through there and see the historic cards and memorabilia that you just don't ever see. So that's Cheetos on. I just have to throw that out there. Cause
I want to know who's buying that. If you spend $10,000 on a damn Cheeto,
is this going to cause Cheetos to be sold out everywhere?
Oh my god.
I kind of want to check. Just to see if Cheeto sales are up because of it.
I mean, I eat Cheetos like basically every day for lunch.
I don't like Cheetos. I'm not a Cheeto guy.
I switch off like chips.
Are you a Cheeto Puff? Are you Cheeto Puffs or the crunchy Cheetos? Nah, oh, you Cheeto Balls.
The crunchy. I mean, I'll eat any of them, but I like the crunchy ones.
Crunchy, yeah. I'm just not a Cheeto Puff guy.
I'm a very picky chip eater, though. Like, my favorite chip is, I know everybody who listens to this is going to call me weird, but my favorite chip is the original glazed potato chip.
I mean, that's a good with ranch, man. You had it with ranch?
No, I dip it in mustard.
Okay, that's just really good.
I love mustard.
I love chips. I love spicy chips.
You love Cheetos hard enough to buy it?
No. I would spend $10,000+ on a way better thing than freaking something that's going to probably, you know, not even be there in 10 years. Unless they, like, I don't even know. Like,
I like how they actually, like, cut out a piece of a Pokemon card and made it into Cheetos.
Yeah. That sells it, though. Right there. That just makes it an extra.
So, for you guys, you know, you buy Cheetos, eat Cheetos, look out for Pokemon, you know, shape Cheetos. Because
have you ever got a Cheeto that kind of looks like something?
No.
No. I don't look. I just eat it. If I eat
I'm going to start looking now, though. I mean, damn, 10 grand for a
Cheeto? It's the hot, flaming hot, though. You don't eat those.
It could come in any
other. I like flaming hot. Have you had flaming hot Funyuns? Do you like Funyuns? You know, like, low-key, well, I don't know why we're talking about chips, but I love chips. Low-key, the best chips out there is Munchies. Freaking love Munchies. You get Cheetos, Doritos, pretzels, and Sun Chips. I love Sun Chips. The Garden Sauce Sun Chips may be one of the best chips of all time.
I prefer just Chex Mix.
Chex Mix is good, but it's got to be like the black pepper Chex Mix. You ever had that? Good.
Why are we talking about chips?
I don't know.
Check all your chips for Pokemon-shaped.
I check everything you eat. If it's a chicken wing, it may be a
sauce. When there's something like a chicken wing from Buffalo Wild Wings, like a few years ago, that sold
that looked like a
or something that like looked that looked like it looked like something.
Yeah, it might have been. I don't know. It's just a bunch of weird food items. I know there's actually a preserved like original McDonald's meal that goes for a lot of money.
That's disgusting.
Yeah,
it's like people were trying to save the Travis Scott
meals. Yeah, disgusting. We're gonna move on. I'm sorry. We went way off track.
Over 10 grand. Like, that's gonna end at over 10 grand for a damn Cheeto.
It's gonna end more. It'll be 20.
For a Cheeto.
I really think it will, because the whole Pokemon community is wild right now. Alright. Enough of Cheetos, all the chips. If you like our chip segment, tell us who your favorite chip is. What chip do you love to munch on?
Tell us if you've ever pulled a Cheetos or
if you're the one that pulled Cheetos on, good on you.
Yeah.
Because you probably paid $2 for that bag of chips. Why don't you be one of the fun-sized ones in the boxes that, like, you get bulk from, like, Sam's Club? You know what? Why are we talking about this anymore? I'm sorry. We probably lost everybody talking about Cheetos all out and chips. I don't know. Who doesn't like chips, though?
We just move on.
Yeah. Diana Taurasi.
It was a great time to sell. If you don't want to sell now, you can still hold. She's a Hall of Famer. I mean, she's a basketball Hall of Famer.
She's probably the best woman of all time.
Yeah. It's a great time to sell. Buy back later. They'll be cheaper.
Yeah, good sell. For sure. Next guy is a guy that may be on the move, or may not be, and Matthew Stafford.
Now, Stafford's always a buy. He's cheap for what he is. He's a future Hall of Famer. I mean, he's one of the best quarterbacks of our generation. He just doesn't get talked about because he wasted away most of his career on the Lions, you know, trying not to, you know, die.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't protect him. So definitely a buy. He has a few years left. You know, if he stays with the Rams or goes to, you know, a solid contender, he could win another title. And even if he doesn't, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer and it's not even close.
Yeah. Matthew Stafford is one of the best QBs that I've ever watched play. Yeah, he was on the Lions, but he made that Lions team somewhat competitive for years. When it was just him and Calvin Johnson. He's a no doubt Hall of Famer, first ballot. His college was so cheap compared to some people. Like, should Will Levis be more expensive than Matthew Stafford? No. Matthew Stafford is one of the greatest QBs of all generation.
I thought you were about to say of all time.
No. Arguably top five of all generation, if not higher.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say five, top five. Because you got Brady.
Brady, Manning, Rodgers is better. Russ is better.
Mahomes
is better. Lamar is better. Two-time MVP. Stafford's number one.
Top 10.
Yeah.
Still, you know, he's won a championship for one of the
biggest. He could have been even better if he had
left the Lions. I think he's a buy. You know, I think if you could buy a guy that's a surefire Hall of Famer, not named Aaron Rodgers, you know, likes the guy, but I think he's just they're just better buys than like people like Will Levis and all these new
Anthony teams. Richards.
Yeah, like I don't see the draw in it. I'm a big like veteran guy, Hall of Fame guy. That's what I look for. That's what I like. Because you know why? Because they're not gonna burn you that hard.
Yep.
So it's a buy for me. And sell when he goes to the Hall of Fame in like 2 years.
I don't think it's that long.
You don't think so?
He has like 2 good years left.
You think?
He's old.
Okay. Tom Brady is old. He still played. And he won.
Stafford and Tom Brady.
We'll find out. Alright. Overrated and underrated. Our last thing of the day. 2024-25 Panini Prism LeBron James card. Overrated and underrated.
You got this from Card Investor.
No.
Sports Card Investor.
They just posted like a thoughts on it. I'm doing overrated and underrated on it.
It's the same thing. There's a lot of people who hate it, and I don't know why.
I mean, the bald spot kind of doesn't do justice.
But it's a cool card. I think it would have looked better if they would have done it landscape like the OG one was. But it's underrated. It's a great card. It's going to be... I do get what some people say, not because of the bald spot, but like his most iconic Lakers card is going to be the Kobe dunk.
Yes.
But this is also going to be an iconic card because with the Cavs, you have multiple iconic cards. Yeah. It does not count as rookie because every rookie card of LeBron is iconic, but you have him doing the chalk toss and the one where he's up against Kobe Bryant, which I would love to have, but they are stupidly expensive.
Yeah. This is also possibly LeBron's last Prism card. Or licensed Prism card.
It will be his last license. Because they get...
So...
Well, he might not be in Prism since he's signed with Topps.
Yeah. So, this may be his last Prism card. I love the photo. It's a throwback. The parallels are going to go for dumb money. So good luck trying to get one.
I might just buy the boots.
I'd buy a silver. But the silver's expensive, though.
Maybe because I'm probably not going to buy actual... It's not worth buying basketball this year. And if you've looked at the prices of some people, maybe worth buying basketball because there's a lot of rookies that are
expensive.
Like Stephon Castle is really expensive for good reason.
Yeah.
But you know, like Riz Ashe, Sar, Kinect for some reason, Bronny, for who knows what reason.
Is Buzelis expensive?
Yes. Basically, everybody is more expensive than
How's
I would have thought.
Market? Is it expensive? Even though he's at home?
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering that. I'm like, that might be a sneaky buy because you know. So you going underrated?
Yeah,
I'm going underrated. Awesome. Like it's awesome. I don't like this as much as the Kobe Dunk tribute card, but I do like it.
It would have looked better landscape.
Yes. Because I'm pretty sure every LeBron kind of iconic one is sideways. Isn't the Kobe and LeBron one sideways too? So I thought they all was. But this may be one of the most graded base cards. Also, I might buy a PSA 9 just to keep it in the collection. We'll see though. Do not buy one right now.
I'll just buy it roll. Put it right in my case right next to it.
Just buy one. Another one. Just pull it. You have a chance at a manga and get a Stephon Castle auto.
Stephon Castle doesn't have autos, he's the Topps exclusive.
Dummy. You need a cool Stephon Castle manga.
If they're even real. There ain't any on eBay, and it's been out for a week.
And that's not hobbies anymore. It'll just retail exclusive, which would be insane.
And it would also make zero sense because the case sets and regular Prism aren't that good.
Groovy? Is that like the only one? Yeah. I hate the Groovy. Yeah.
The fact that the Groovy is only a case set in basketball as well.
Yeah.
Pisses me off. It's not one in NASCAR. Thought it was one in NASCAR. I pulled three of them. Well, I mean, one of them was a Mojo, a Dale Jr.
But you can't really beat that.
Still hasn't sold it. I'll buy it. Somebody buy that card. What do you have?
It is all there.
Thank you guys for listening. If you're going to, where's the card show this weekend? Orlando Garden?
Yeah.
If you're going to Orlando Garden, stop by the table. Say hello.
Buy all my stuff.
Buy all my stuff. So I can buy all my sports stuff so I can focus on Pokemon. Because I'm tired of sports stuff. Thank you guys for listening. Come back here next week. And as always, keep on collecting.